Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
That, and now I guess we get set for what? 4 years of meaningless baseball? I mean, I don't know how we're ever going to be able to top that as a whole for baseball here, because the announcer was saying baseball at its best. The reporters who covered the WBC were claiming that this is great and baseball is really at a being played at a high level. Fans are all about it. I'm just not sure. The players themselves, you know, that's the thing really to me that stood out. The players themselves, even Lindor last night, who did not participate in the game because his team got eliminated and he's used to that. But even Lindor last night was saying, oh, that was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. Or when's the next time we do this again? Thankfully, it's not for another 4 years, because Rob Manfred is doing all he can to destroy Major League Baseball as we knew it. Now, blame me for valuing what I grew up loving, Major League Baseball. I know it's not just me. I know there are a lot of other people who feel the same way, but are either afraid to say it because this could be a very touchy subject, or for whatever reason, just not ready to go that far. And before I even get into how Manfred is ruining baseball a week ahead of opening day, of course, before I even get into that, look at what a lot of these players are talking about. Look at the games that we've witnessed here. And, you know, there are two different things at play. One, you can enjoy the World Baseball Classic and still value Major League Baseball the way that it should be valued. Like, nobody ever said that it wasn't going to be fun at times, it wasn't going to be entertaining at times. Nobody ever said it shouldn't be watched. With the World Baseball Classic, though, it has gotten to a point now that is just building up steam over the last couple of weeks that legitimately players said that they care about this more than the World Series. Players have compared the atmosphere to that of a World Series and said it's even better. Players have said that this is the most fun they've had ever playing baseball. You know what that does to Major League Baseball? It diminishes the value. It diminishes the product. When you have these players who are getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars to play not WBC baseball, but Major League Baseball, and these players are telling us flat out that they value the WBC more than they do the World Series, and that this is the most fun they've had in their life, and that these moments, whether it's Trey Turner, whether it's whoever, Mike Trout, these moments that they're having are the greatest moments that they've had in their baseball lives. To me, that diminishes Major League Baseball, which is the most important league in the world. I don't care who wins the World Baseball Classic. And somehow, that is getting overlooked. The disrespect, I'm telling you, I've heard it firsthand from reporters. We've seen it all from the players. You see, well, whether the games are sold out or not, who cares? It's not about that. Yeah, that's fine for this classic. Why should everybody be diminishing the be-all, end-all of baseball? The be-all, end-all of baseball is Major League Baseball. It's the World Series, not the worthless baseball classic. And by the way, that's what I call it. I'm allowed to call it whatever I want. I think it's worthless. It doesn't mean everybody thinks it's worthless. To each their own. To me, it's absolutely worthless. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, the WBC is ruining baseball. And not only that, Rob Manfred, Commissioner Manfred, who is the worst commissioner in all sports by far. Oh, you guys think it's Gary Bettman or Roger Goodell. Rob Manfred is the absolute worst. He wants to now change the rules. He's going to change. He's changing the rules. He's adjusting the rules in season now. Okay. I mean, God, please. Please help us. Please. Somebody buy Commissioner Manfred a clue. Somebody. And with all that WBC money he's got now, maybe he could buy himself a clue. And that's what it's about. And if you guys get into this WBC, you're the suckers. Because it's about money. It's about growing the game nationally. It's not about us here. This is not for us. But not only about the rule changes, he's also talking about how he wants the pitching to match the rosters the next time the WBC takes place. Oh, yeah. What a brilliant idea. What could go wrong? Sure, let's get all the best pitchers out there as well. Have them go full bore for a meaningless exhibition tournament right before the baseball season gets underway. Let's further devalue Major League Baseball's regular season. Just don't get it. I don't get it. How people... I feel like if it weren't being compared to Major League Baseball's postseason or even the regular season, and I feel like if players said the same thing, you know, how come Francisco Lindor, and by the way, it's nobody in particular, it's everybody. Lindor, Narvaez, Alonso, McNeil, Trout, Turner, I mean, you name them. Gleyber Torres. How come these guys don't have the same quotes after a game in April or more or May? Why is it that this is the most fun? This is the greatest thing ever. And now you get the feeling like, oh, crap, we got to go back to work. That's the feel. So if they feel like that and they've made it abundantly clear what their feelings are, the players, then why should we care about Major League Baseball? They've already put on the best display. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player in the world. They already won the World Baseball Classic. Baseball at its best. We saw the pinnacle, Ohtani versus Trout. We saw PR versus DR. We saw Team US with a great comeback. So what are we watching the regular season for? Doesn't mean anything. Certainly doesn't mean as much. You think it does? Ask the players. Ask the reporters. They don't even realize. See, and people say, oh, if you don't love the World Baseball Classic, you're not a baseball fan. I love baseball so much that I can see the damage that this stupid, worthless tournament is doing to Major League Baseball. Can you? Do you see it or do you not see it? Forget about the injuries because this is not about that. Injuries are going to happen regardless. I mean, obviously, there's less risk involved if you don't partake in this tournament going full bore in March where maybe your body's not ready for it. There's less risk for sure. And if you play in spring training, you get hurt in spring training, but you're doing it for your team, you know, the team that employs you to play Major League Baseball. But this is not about that because I felt this way before Edwin Diaz went down. This is about the momentum that is building with this worthless baseball classic that everybody is making it sound like it's the greatest baseball in the world when it is factually just not correct. And if that is the case and these guys love it so much, then the next time it happens in 4 years, why don't they go to baseball and say, okay, well, you know what? I'm playing this under no contract. And if I get hurt, I forfeit my entire contract. No insurance. You know, like Edwin Diaz, who got paid now for Major League Baseball, not the Mets, he wouldn't get paid. Because he's out for the year, he wouldn't make any money if you get hurt for the year. Now, it's not going to happen to everybody, but that's the risk because, you know, these players love playing for their country so much. Meaning if Pete Alonso goes out there and wants to play for Team USA and he gets hurt, oh, well, you love playing for your country, you sacrifice your salary. That would show me something. Where did Judge hit? Because I didn't see Aaron Judge get in the game. Now, I admit I have not paid enough attention to these. Judge was not playing. One of the best players in baseball is not playing. Okay. And a lot of the best pitching, to Commissioner Manfred's point, they were not partaking. So I wonder then, in fact, if this is the World Baseball Classic, if it is baseball at its best, or maybe Major League Baseball, you know, the place where every baseball player wants to be, or at least I thought wanted to be. Or is that just for the money? But I thought everybody wants to be in Major League Baseball, which means that that consists of the best players in the world playing against each other every single night. That doesn't mean as much as this tournament with players who couldn't make it in Major League Baseball. The All-Star Game, which could feature matchups like Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout. Obviously not because they're teammates, but you get the point. We see that all the time. We see it in interleague play. Superstars facing off against each other that maybe we don't get a chance to see regularly. How come it's not as big of a deal? It's Major League Baseball. That should be the pinnacle. It is for some of us. Now, again, that's not saying you can't watch this worthless tournament and enjoy it. But if you don't see the damage that this is doing, again, nobody loves Major League Baseball more than me. I love Major League Baseball. This tournament just doesn't do it for me. Where's the investment? Where is it? Where's the rooting interest? So Japan won the WBC. Okay, great. What does that mean exactly? What does it mean? Is that now a superior country? Does that country have the best players in the world? I'm confused as to what it means. Where in Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros last year had a tremendous regular season. They go on through the postseason. They end up winning the World Series. Do you know what that means? The Houston Astros were the best baseball team in the world last year. That's what it means. World champions. Best baseball team in the world. All the teams in Major League Baseball, the peak, they were the best. That means something. This, what does it mean exactly? U.S. not good enough now? Is it because they lost? I just don't know what it means. And where is my, you know, if you grow up rooting for whoever it is you root for, you grow up, you're a lifelong Yankee fan, you're investing your 30, 40, 50, however old you are, 60 years into that team. Same with the Mets. That's where there's fandom. Fandom is not something that you could just go out there and get. Like, oh yeah, you know what? This is something new. This is cool. I'm going to go cheer for this team. It's something that you invest in over many years to become a fan. I'm not saying, obviously, you can't be a fan of the U.S., but to me, I've always separated the two, where you want to talk about getting behind your country or being patriotic or whatever. Yeah, that's great, but there are times to do that. To me, sports, it's kind of separate. I never looked at it the same. Now, I will tell you, I am a true American because I did not, of course, bet the game last night. Otherwise, I would have had Japan plus money. How could you not? But I can never bet against my country. Point is, if you're paying close enough attention to this, the WBC is hurting Major League Baseball. And if you don't see it now, you will see it in about a week or two. When the games get underway and you're seeing baseball being played less passionately by the same players who just talked about this being better than the World Series, this exhibition tournament. Players are going to be playing way less passionately with less care for a game that they're getting paid hundreds of million dollars to play. And everybody else is going to try to tell you that's a good thing. If the WBC meant so much, why aren't the best players in the world all playing in it? Why aren't guys getting paid to play in it? Why do they, you know, the games not really count? I mean, it's an exhibition tournament, but that's supposed to be the best of the best? Come on. But hey, it was an entertaining game. I mean, I personally was watching the Rangers. I caught the ninth inning of the WBC. And again, even with seeing the result, oh, wow, that's cool. A cool moment. Does nothing for me. Was I upset because the U.S. lost? No. Was I happy because Japan won? No. It was a nice exhibition game between players a lot of players, not all, a lot of players that I could see on a regular basis by watching Major League Baseball. And now that this worthless baseball classic is over, now we could turn our attention to what really counts. Although, I get the feeling that not everybody thinks that that's what really counts. Specifically the players.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Find a pot of gold, strike it rich this March. Instead, win money on your tournament wagers with Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best team of odds makers in the business, so they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. You have a direct line of their experienced staff behind the counter in Las Vegas. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around. So, no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app and start winning today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 877-337-6666. I will get into the trip that I had. What an incredible weekend I had in Port St. Lucie. I haven't done an overnight in about a week, right? Because I guess I did one last Wednesday, but then Thursday and Friday. What is today? Today's Wednesday, right? Wednesday morning? Yeah. So I did last Thursday and Friday in for Boomer and Gio with Jerry, and that was, a matter of fact, the day after. So last Wednesday was the day that Diaz got hurt for the year. And I came on, I think, that Thursday with Jerry.
At least you were working. This was like the second time in a row there's a giant, huge story
that you'd
and
rather,
Sal's not on the overnight.
Yeah, you want to be on the overnight, exactly. But, at least I was working. And then anyway, after that, then I went to Port St. Lucie for a few days, had a tremendous time there, which we'll get into in a little bit. And then I took off the last 2 days because I tried to get back on that clock. Hard to come back and then just go right in the overnights. Anyway, here we are. And, the WBC took place last night. We'll get into plenty of other stuff, too. Patino as well, the passing of Willis Reed, Mets and Yankees and all those different things. But the WBC stuff is really starting to bother me. And I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad we can now move on to real Major League Baseball. But the talk from the people who cover it, from the people who play in it, it has gotten to a ridiculous point to where they don't even realize how bad they're making the actual games that count, the games that matter, Major League Baseball look. And the dopey commissioner himself doesn't even realize it. And it's only going to get worse. Thank goodness this thing is every 4 years. And I also figured it out. It is every three now? So I thought it was three. I thought it was three first, then four. They went back to three? Are you sure about that?
Because they're back at three because Manfred said earlier, they asked him, will there be a World Baseball Classic in 2026? And he said yes.
Why three? Are they trying to get back on whatever their original clock was? Or?
Well, it was three for, at one point because I think there was going to be a 2020. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's four. I don't know.
Yeah, well, whenever the next one is.
They went three, then four. Then maybe the plan was just always to go back to three.
And how long does it take? Is it like a 2-week thing or 3 weeks?
Of official play 2 weeks, but the players will get there like a week or plus before.
Okay, but it's 2 weeks. Because I'm already planning. I'm going to take vacation from now on every 3 years when this stupid thing is going on so I could avoid it because I just can't even.
You'd rather work in mid-February after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to think about it. Well, maybe hopefully I get more than. I'll use 1 week in February and 1 week during the WBC. 877-337-6666. Robert is calling from Deer Park. What's up, Robert?
Hello, Mr. Sound. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
All right, but I want to talk to you about the big picture, sir. Major League Baseball is running this. They want to get other countries involved because Major League Baseball will get paid. Now, once we get Japan and the DR and all that, they have to pay us. Now, you said American baseball is the best. But the best player in American baseball is a Japanese player.
So what? He came to Major League Baseball. What do I care where he's from? Doesn't mean anything to me.
Because, okay, would you rather root for your state or would you rather root for your country?
I root for the team.
I root for my team.
Oh, what do you mean? What are you talking about? State, country? We're talking about teams, Major League Baseball.
They're trying to turn it into the Olympics.
No, right, right. It's Major League Baseball. What do I? I don't want the Olympics. I want Major League Baseball. So they're trying. They are trying to grow the game nationally for money. Okay, so why do I care about that?
Because it's about the money. Major League Baseball.
Why do I care about that? Again, why should I care about money for Major League Baseball? It does nothing for me.
Well, that's where they're going. They change the rules anytime they get ready. They're going to change the rules, whether you like it or not.
What does that have to do with anything? That's a separate topic. Stay on topic here, Robert.
The baseball, as we know it, is no longer.
Correct.
They changed the bases. They changed the distance between the bases. They changed the pitch clock. Now they're going to make it a global game, and then it's the World Series. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, Rob.
They're doing the same thing in football.
I'm not sure. And thank you for the call, Robert. You're a little bit all over the place. You started out at least having a point where, yes, this is all about money. It's Major League Baseball trying to make money. That's why Manfred is salivating over the idea of the World Baseball Classic and thinks he's another idiot who thinks it's the greatest thing ever. Doesn't realize the harm that it's doing to his actual. It's like the regular season. Oh, yeah, we'll just do that to get through the season and all that. But the WBC, this is what it's about. This is the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever. Not all the greatest players are participating in it, but it's the greatest thing ever. The atmosphere, oh my God, it's comparable to the World Series. It means so much. Players are having the most fun in their lives. If I'm an owner who's paying guys $300 million or whatever, hundreds of millions of dollars, and I hear these guys saying, that's the most fun you've ever had in your life? Okay. Noted. I find it disrespectful that any of those players, and there were a lot of them, who said that that's the most fun that they've had, that this is the greatest thing, the announcer talking about how this is baseball at its best, it is disrespectful and undermining to what really matters. Major League Baseball. The WBC is not Major League Baseball. And I'm not saying that fans can't enjoy it. It's a big difference of fans being able to enjoy it. You can enjoy whatever you want, to each their own. But I'm also allowed to sit here and say, I don't care about it. It's not that I didn't enjoy it, whatever moments I saw. I saw two things. Saturday night in a hotel room, I got home early from dinner, and I happened to flip the game on. I think the Rangers must have been in between periods, and they were blowing out the Penguins anyway. And I saw the Trey Turner home run. And then last night, I watched the ninth inning. That's about it. That's all that I saw. And it was fine. I mean, whatever. But there's no rooting interest for me. There's no point to watch it. I don't care who wins or loses. And you can't make me care who wins or loses. It's not in me. I do care about Major League Baseball because I've cared about that for almost 40 years of my life. It's a big difference, right? And imagine loving baseball so much that I cared about it for almost 40 years of my life, and then having people talk about this worthless tournament as if it's the greatest thing ever when opening day is about a week away, and diminishing the importance of opening day, of the regular season, of even the World Series of all things. To hear players, the players that play this sport, that we pay good money to go see play, they are telling you to your face, this is a job and they'd rather be playing for their country. They're saying it flat out. I have never in my life been so mad at Major League Baseball after this. The buildup for this WBC has made me angry at Major League Baseball. I'm just being honest with you. It hurt me to see all these players talk about how great this meaningless tournament is. You know, in the grand scheme of things, obviously it's meaningful for them to represent their country, but in the big scheme of things, baseball-wise, it means nothing. But they go all out for it. That's why a guy like Brandon Nimmo and Aaron Judge, I'll give you those two, they've become my favorite players. Now, Nimmo flat out came out and said it. I prefer to play for the Mets and try to win a World Series with the Mets. That's my priority. That is my goal. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. That should be the goal. By the way, the WBC, it would be fine if no major league players were in it. Then it would be even more fun to me. And if it's not about, if it's all about the countries, then what do we need star players in it for? The majority of guys aren't star players anyway that are partaking in this. How many players could you name on Team Japan? And Manfred, the commissioner, wants better pitching. Oh, my God. Right. Okay, so at the expense of your regular season in Major League Baseball, you want better pitching to go up. Because you don't care if they get hurt. All right, you'll pay the insurance. What do you care? You got tons of money coming in due to this stupid thing. Globally, locally, here in the U.S., it is hurting the game. Rich is calling from Freeport. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Rich? Bud? Good morning.
Doing well. Mary Buckmas.
Mary Buckmas.
Hey, I love that picture that you posted. It was so good to see. I'm so happy that I think it was the Mets that stepped in and made that all possible for you. And I'm just really happy that that
Thank
happened.
You, Rich. It was cool. I'll get into that a little bit later. But if you're just catching up on this, yeah, I posted a picture on Twitter over the weekend. The Mets set up a little meeting with myself and Buck for a few minutes before the game on Sunday, so it was pretty cool to get to talk to him for a little bit.
Yes, it was. I'm interested to hear what conversations you guys had, because I remember you telling me that's one of the things that you was most looking forward to, was to have a conversation with him as well. So, mm-hmm. Interested to hear that later, but that's for later. I was down there myself. I was down there over the weekend, just came back. I was down for the USA-Venezuela and the USA-Cuba game, and both games were tremendous. The atmosphere was really good. And I'll be honest with you, Sal, I agree with you on some points. I do agree that this does take away from the game, because, you know, it's just, you know, the start to a regular season game is just not going to, you know,
there's going to be a letdown.
There's
going to be a big letdown. The commissioner of the sport is too dumb to realize that whether it's the timing of this tournament or whatever, there's going to be a letdown for the start of the season because of the atmospheres in these worthless baseball classic games. WBC.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to take away from it. Maybe opening day will match it, but besides that, you know, it's going to be a letdown. And you know, as a big Mets fan, you know, I'm just like you, man. My focus is on winning a World Series. That's what I want. Yeah, was the WC fun? It was. I'm a Dominican American, so you know, once DR got eliminated, I thought I was going to lose interest in the whole thing, but the tournament did turn out to be pretty good because there were a lot of games that, you know, that came down to the end type of thing.
When you bought tickets, Rich, did you know who the teams were going to be, or you just bought tickets to a certain round?
No, I did not. So I just bought a weekend package for those games that were going to happen on Saturday and Sunday. Those are the two games that I went to. So I had no idea who was going to be there, but I had a good idea that USA was going to be in at least one of them, you know. And
who are you rooting for in the tournament? You rooting for U.S. or somebody else?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, DR at first, but they got eliminated right off the scratch. So,
but DR was your first choice, and then U.S. was second.
Absolutely, because I was born there.
Yeah, you know,
and my ancestry, you know, originates from there. So, yeah, you know, I was rooting for them early on, but you know, like you said, the question is, what does this actually prove?
Right. So
Japan winning. Because they had a good day? Is it because they have the best players? Is it because, you know, they just played a great day of baseball? You know what I mean? It's like, what does it actually prove is my question, as well as how you posted it. You know, because
what does it
mean? I'll be honest with you. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, what does it mean? And I'm not trying to diminish
away from it. I know.
I get that people like it. Hey, guess what? You're allowed to love it. I'm allowed to not give a bleep about it. And I don't. Right. I could not care less about it. I'd rather watch Vanderpump Rules with my wife than watch the Worthless Baseball Classic, because to me, it doesn't mean a damn thing. But
you know what it is, Sal? I think that baseball fans are so thirsty for baseball to come about.
Well, that's a different story. Right, but that's...
And I just think that fans would prefer this 100% 10 times more over a meaningless spring training game.
Well, it's a good comp, Rich. See, that's a good comp. And thank you for the call. And I appreciate, you know, you listening and caring about the, you know, the tweet with Buck, the picture that I sent out there. So thank you for that. And I'll get into those stories later on. See, that's a good comp. Ask me if I care about spring training. You know what the answer is? No, I don't. I don't care about the results of spring training. I watched the game Sunday because I happened to be there in attendance. And when I say watch the game, like, it was kind of on in the background as I was talking to both Terry Collins and Billy Epler the entire game. Then we were watching the game, don't get me wrong, and it was cool. But did I care about the results? No, not at all. Did I care that Stewart, whatever his name is for the Mets, DJ Stewart or something, hit for the cycle and the Mets lost the game? No. Certain things you want to see with the young players, whether you're a Yankee fan or Met fan. You want to see the younger players start to, you know, develop or whatever. There's certain signs you look for. Yeah, but the results don't matter at all. These are meaningless games in spring. So I get if you want to compare it, you know, if Mookie Betts says, yeah, well, this is better playing in the WBC than it is playing in meaningless games in spring training, I totally understand that. My problem is they're making it sound like this was the greatest baseball they've ever played. This is the biggest stage that they've ever played on. Baseball at its best, comparable to the World Series atmosphere. Like, those are things that they may not even realize what they're saying, but those are things that undermine Major League Baseball. And you watch, because if you are a baseball fan and watch this WBC, I'll be nice and call it the WBC, but I will not call it by what they call it. And if a Worthless Baseball Classic slips out, that's just me. You have to deal with it. But if you've watched any of this WBC and you saw the intensity in the crowd and all that stuff, now you're going to see a letdown for opening day. Instead of a buildup, there's a letdown. Two things that I would do, and Commissioner Manfred's not going to do either of them because he's not smart enough to do it. But number one, I would ban Major League players from playing in it. Unless they want to forfeit their contract for the year, I would ban Major League Baseball players from playing in it. Meaning, like, if you're Francisco Lindor and you say, okay, well, I'm going to give up my contract, meaning that if I get hurt in any way that impacts me in a negative way for the Mets, then that money is gone. You're risking playing for your country. You're risking your contract for that year. Now, hopefully nothing happens and everything is fine. But if it does, you lose money. No insurance. That's number one. Just no Major League players in it. Number two, I would move it to November. Because if you have it after the baseball season, think of how cool and exciting that would be. All right, you've just finished the pinnacle, 162-game season, postseason, crown a winner, and then you can keep it going for 2 weeks with players who have ended their season, whether you play in the World Series or not. You end your season. Major League Baseball season is over. Now you go play for your country in the World Baseball Classic. That, to me, is the way to do it. I don't understand why you wouldn't have it in November. It makes too much sense. But Manfred will never do it. Danny's calling from Ozone Park. What's up, Danny?
Sal, how you been, buddy?
How are you, Danny?
Glad to have you back. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I totally agree with you with this World Baseball Classic. I think November is the time to go. The only problem is, you know, you have it on the weekend, you're going up against the NFL.
Right.
Why
wouldn't they do that? Is it about baseball? Is it about they're worried that they're going to get beaten by the NFL, which is going to is true.
They're going to get blown out by the NFL, blown out.
Right. So that's why they don't want to have it in November. So they don't care.
Right.
Manfred is telling you he wants more pitchers in there, more big name pitchers. He's telling you the commissioner of Major League Baseball is telling you he doesn't give a crap about Major League Baseball.
It you know what? And then it's funny because they come up with these pitch count and the years ago to save their pitching for the whole season because of the money that they invest in these guys. And then, you know, they're out there now probably not ready to throw, you know, in competition that the way they are. It's, you know what? And I said to whoever answered the phone, a lot of these guys are saying, you know, oh, it's the most fun they had, this, that. Yeah, it sure definitely is the most fun they had. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything. There's no pressure.
I don't know about that, Danny. There is pressure from their country, and it does mean something to them. But I feel like they are having fun with it because they're playing with their fellow countrymen and because it's not their job, right? So it's like an escape from their job. The problem is they're getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars for their job. I don't want to go watch guys who don't want to be out there, who feel like it's work to them, who aren't having fun playing a game. And they basically, to a man, said that this WBC meant more than the regular season or even the World Series in certain instances.
And I'm not saying that it wasn't. You know, I didn't really watch it. My son watched it, so I would pass. Well, I'm not saying it wasn't an exciting atmosphere because it did look exciting.
Right.
You know.
Oh, it was a sellout. The crowds were not. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, and I get it. And when I was talking about the pressure, that's what I meant. Like, you know, you're not performing your job. So you're not under that pressure of, I'm working.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
There's no contract to live up to.
It's like a glorified big All-Star game. You know, with all
correct. And by the way, why doesn't the All-Star game get this much attention then? If everybody loves about watching the star players, what, because it's not about the countries? So I'm confused. Yeah. Should we care more about baseball representing countries and what it does for the world? Or are we supposed to care about the Major League Baseball teams that we grew up rooting for whatever reason? Like, I just don't get it, how this is supposed to mean more.
You know, Keith's thing, you know, because obviously I listen to him before you for as much as I can before I get to the channel, but he loves it. And his thing is always about, like, these players representing their country. But, like, aren't they still representing their country as they play for Major League Baseball?
Yes! Yes, they are! Thank you, Danny. Excellent point. Thank you for the call. Yes, they are! No matter where you came from, you've made it to the major leagues when you're in Major League Baseball. Playing in Major League Baseball, you're representing your country. And by the way, I don't know about you. I couldn't care less where anybody came from. I think it's great that there's a nice mix in Major League Baseball. I never once in my life rooting for any team that I was rooting for growing up cared where any player came from. You know what I cared about? If they were good. If they could produce so the team could win. What's the difference where they come from? You take players from anywhere. To me, that doesn't matter. But when you get cool stories, you know, whether it's Ohtani representing Japan or whoever, guys from Cuba, the Dominican, PR, wherever they come from, those countries that know where these players come from, they can follow their careers in the major leagues at the major league level, which is supposed to be the pinnacle. to hear so many of these players talk about how this is the best baseball they have ever been a part of, the most exciting baseball, the most fun baseball, blah, 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 World Series atmosphere, that was, in my opinion, bad. Very, very, very bad for Major League Baseball. And unfortunately, the commissioner, I think, is too dumb to realize it. And it's only going to get worse. Now, the good news is it's every 3 years, every 4 years, whatever, so we don't have to deal with this all the time. But it's not good for baseball. If you care about Major League Baseball, then you should know that while the WBC may be entertaining to a certain extent, it's more for the global aspect of the game, which doesn't do us here any good at all.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Kind of back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. As we get closer and closer, about 1 week away, what are we, 8 days away from opening day? I know I'm excited. I mean, there's going to be such a big letdown for those WBC fans, but I'm excited about opening day. You know why? The results matter there. Yankees, Mets, by the way, you know, the Yankees dealing with major rotation issues, dealing with some outfield issues. The Mets obviously have lost their closer for the entire year. They have some bullpen issues, you know, dealing with some rotation issues as well. Both teams could not have higher expectations, and it's going to be exciting going in, seeing what these teams are in fact made of. Talk to Buck, like I said, on Sunday. He seems ready to go. I mean, I know they got, they got about a week to go here. Now, these are the games that actually would matter, starting maybe even Monday night, that the spring training games you start to put a little stock in. If there are any spring training games you put stock in, it would be starting with, let's say, Monday through next Monday. These are the important ones. So something to keep an eye on, whether it's pitching performance, whether it's the offense. And, you know, the Mets got to get Narvaez now back in the mix as far as catching goes. Alonso and McNeil will come back now that the WBC is over and go from there. Yankees don't really have those issues. They have everybody back with them now that Gleyber came back after Venezuela was eliminated. But, you know, some injury issues as well, trying to figure out who's going to be on the roster, what the lineups are going to look like. So now we can start to get excited about Major League Baseball. 8 days away. 877-337-6666. Chris is in Shrub Oak, New York. What's up, Chris?
Sal, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know I usually talk Jets, but I got a great story about this baseball thing.
Okay.
So about 4 or 5 years ago, while I was in Aruba, I met this girl from Venezuela, and she was there with the team from Venezuela. She works for the baseball team.
Hmm.
It's the team like Eddie Chavez played on. I think they're called the Magallanes or something. She knew Eddie Chavez.
Okay.
So we kept in contact. Actually, the following year, she ended up flying back to Aruba, stayed with me for the week. So Saturday night,
look at you, Chris, living the life, huh? I like it.
She's actually really hot.
Yeah.
She's a hot Venezuelan, I could say that.
Huh.
So anyways, Saturday night, I'm home. I got a buddy over watching the Ranger game. So she texts me. You know, we talk all the time. She texts me. She's like, what are you doing? So I'm like, I'm watching the game. I texted her back. So she video calls me, and she's in some huge bar, and the people are going crazy. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm watching the game, too. I'm like, well, I'm not watching that game. I'm like, she's like, we're playing the United States. I'm like, who? She's like, Venezuela. I'm like, oh. Oh, great. She's like, you're not watching this? I'm like, no, I didn't even know they were playing Venezuela. I didn't even know
Like, I'm watching the Ranger game.
Right.
She's like, I can't believe you. And then I go, listen, I can't hear you. Text me. She's like, I can't believe you're not watching this game. I'm like, I really didn't even know it was on tonight. I didn't even know they were playing them tonight. Sorry.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's a great story, Chris. And I don't know if it's because, you know, it. Look, I've seen some stuff on social media where it seems like a lot of people are into it. Other people are not that into it. So I'm not sure everybody just says, oh, well, in this country, we don't care about it. I don't think that that's necessarily true. It's just that some of us value Major League Baseball a lot more than an exhibition tournament.
You know, it's those little countries like that, not that Venezuela is a little country, but it's like the video I saw, they were going crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like they're like, you know, and what I understand, for them, it must mean different to those type of countries. For us, I'm like, I didn't even realize they were playing them. I'm like, I wouldn't have watched it anyway. But you had to see the people on the ball going nuts.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I know that people, and thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate you checking in. I know that people got into this. I understand it. People from all over the world, here included. I just don't, to me, where's the tie-in? You know, the same way I would talk about the XFL. Where's my rooting interest? Like, oh, yeah, that's great. The Rock started up a football league. You love football, right? Yeah, I do. Couldn't tell you anything about that league, though. Or where to begin to have interest. Like, hockey is great. I love the sport of hockey. I'm not watching games outside of the NHL. Or my nephew's league, of course, but that's a different story. The NFL is great. I love football. Love football. I'm not watching football outside of the NFL. Need I go on? You know, college football, actually different, you know, obviously a different story at certain times, but even then. Same thing with basketball. NBA, college, that's it. Other leagues, the big three, like it just does nothing for me. I have no rooting interest. I don't care. Don't care enough. Why should I care about the result of the WBC? What's the draw? And if I don't care about the result, then why am I watching? And the moments that I did watch, it was just like I had zero feel. It was like, okay, well, wow, Trey Turner in a home run. Cool. Or not, depending on who you like. I had no rooting. Even Ohtani and Trout last night. Okay, big matchup. Man, intriguing. It felt like somewhat of an All-Star game. Actually less than an All-Star game for me because I care. Or at least I used to. I don't care anymore. I used to care about the National League versus the American League. It meant something growing up in the 80s as a National League fan. I had a rooting interest. I wanted the National League to win because I grew up as a fan of a National League team. In this particular game last night, I wasn't upset that Ohtani struck out Trout. As we welcome in Marco Belletti, what do you think here, Marco? Did you get into it? Where are you on this WBC thing?
I think it's ridiculous that it's played in March. If you played it in November, I think it could actually be a big-time tournament, and I think it could be a lot of fun.
Agreed.
The ninth inning was cool, but that's the problem. Ohtani versus Trout, big spot, ninth inning, one-run game. Great. That's where the tournament could be really good. Too bad you gave me spring training for the 3 weeks leading up to this spot.
See, but people look at it like not. So did you watch any of this or no?
I watched the last couple innings.
Oh, the whole time. How about the whole tournament?
No.
Okay.
No, again, look, you can't have the final. Here's the championship. Team USA, Team Japan. Who's starting? Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, right.
What the hell are we doing? Yeah.
I know.
If you did this thing in November.
Well, but that's to Manfred's point. He's like, oh, I want better pitching. Yeah, but.
Great, then do it in November. Nobody wants to do it in March when it's spring training.
Why?
Can't get ramped up. They're not ready to go.
But because they want to be ready Why didn't Aaron Judge, who you could argue is the best player in baseball, why didn't he play in this thing if it means so much?
You know, again, because this is a real season and your contract, that's where guys' minds are. If you put this thing in November, though.
Certain players have priority in line. I'm getting a Judge jersey. I want to get a Nimmo jersey and a Judge jersey. Certain players have their priorities in order.
Now, I will say, though, again, I truly believe this. This tournament could be something where baseball actually grabs the attention of the world for a couple of weeks. if you did it in November and you had all of the best players playing at their peak performance.
What about going up against football, though?
I mean, if that's the case, then cancel the World Series. Like, what the hell are we doing?
You know what I mean?
Like, at some point, like, you either got to go up against or you don't. Plus, you also have Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Those 3 days, you can have the quarter, the semi, and the final, and you're not going to go up against any football. Or if you want to do it the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, have the final that day.
See, I'll be honest with you, though. Like, I would be, I feel like I'd be enjoying it maybe a little bit more if it were November, because you'd have the culmination of the season, right? You crown a World Series champion.
Yep.
Well, now the most important part is over. Mm-hmm. You want to extend it with something cool and different, players representing their country if they're just finished. I could get behind that a little bit. But it still doesn't do it for me. Like, it still doesn't mean anything to me. But it will be easier to watch or maybe more fun to watch. Going into the season, it just ticks me off.
No, that, again, it's pointless in March because you basically took spring training games and you wrapped a flag around it. And then you told me to care. Right. I can't care at that point. If you really cared and you want to put a spotlight on this thing, if you did it after the World Series is over, you have the appetite of the baseball fan that wants to extend it a little bit more. Plus, again, you've got all the biggest stars. I mean, Major League Baseball does such a poor job of marketing their stars. I mean, if this is the NBA and you're talking about, like, you know, world, you know, all these different players. Mm. You're seeing Steph Curry. You're seeing LeBron James. And what do we do with the World Baseball Classic? Merrill Kelly and Kyle Gashioka. What? Like, I'm supposed to file, I'm getting behind this? Like, there's no reason.
But that's why baseball, Major League Baseball, is the best, because it has all the best players in it.
Look, it's never going to be the season. You're not going to be able to have the World Baseball Classic mean more than the World Series. There is no
but
chance.
But the players are saying that it does.
Look, in the idea of them wanting to play for their country, I believe them to a point. But I also want to call them on it. You do this in November. How many guys opt out because they have to, oh, it's been a long season?
Yeah.
How many guys
Well, that's
say,
why I want to see the true test. Yeah.
And I also want to see guys that are going into their free agency years where they go, you know what?
Excellent point, Marco.
I don't know if I'm willing to spend my, you know,
I'm
risk my $200 million dollars on the World Baseball Classic.
Right.
Then it's put your money where your mouth is. Let me see what's more important. No one opts out of the World Series. Let me see if you opt out of the World Baseball Classic if you play it in November. Now, if all those guys go, you know, all the way to the wall and go after that thing in that game, then I'm listening.
Right.
I'm watching. And you know what? I'm also going to enjoy it, because if you get the best players in all of the world and you really have a tournament that could be like, look, it's kind of like the Olympics. It's almost like World Cup light. Like, it's never going to be the World Cup, but it's kind of like World Cup light. I can get behind it. I can watch it. It'll be enjoyable. But you've got to have real players playing hard and actually wanting to win. You can't give me, this is like the best in the world, only 25 pitches. What?
Right.
Like, you can't have those kinds of rules. You either go all in, or you keep it in March, and then don't give me that it matters, because it doesn't.
For soccer, I'm assuming all the best players play?
It's an honor to go to the World Cup. Oh, yeah. If you get called to the World Cup, you're going.
So it's like all the best players.
Oh, yeah. Everybody from all different, I mean, you're playing against players, you know, same thing like World Baseball. Like, you're going up against your teammates. You're fighting for your country. It's the biggest honor that you could possibly get, is to be called for your team country and then be able to represent them in the World Cup. That is the biggest, as much as the Premier Leagues and all the other, and I'm not the biggest soccer guy, but at the same time, when you win the World Cup, that's the height. That's the best of the best. World Baseball Classic will never get to that, because it'll never replace the World Series. But at least it'll be a tournament that's fun.
I don't know. I think Commissioner Manfred, I think the players, they want it to replace the World Series. I think it means more to them. The World Series is just a job. Some of the way they talk, oh, you know what, we got to get back. Oh, we're back with the team. Now we got to go out there and play 162 games and go try to win a World Series, blah, blah, blah. Give the fans and the owner what they want.
There is something to be playing for your country. I understand that concept. I do. But again, you can't wrap it up in spring training and have guys playing half speed and then tell me about how this is more important than anything else. You've got to go all in, or then have the nice little tournament, like Little League, and be like, you know, I'm going to give you a pat on the head and say, have not fun and nice job.
Don't you think it makes baseball look bad? Major League Baseball look bad? Everybody's like, oh, this is doing wonders for the game. No, it's not, actually. It may be making them money, maybe growing the game globally. What does that have to do with the game of Major League Baseball?
But
nothing.
Does it, though? That's the thing. Like, I feel like you could. You actually could grow the game if you did this thing where it was all in in November.
Do you care about growing the game? What does it do for you?
I do.
Why? What does it do for you?
It doesn't do anything personally for me, other than the fact that I like baseball and I don't want it to disappear to the point where
it's gonna disappear.
To the point where it's really like non-existent, where people don't care. And the reason why I say that is because you need the best athletes. I want guys that want to play. I want baseball players, not just guys that are able to get to the pros and then swing for the fences. I want guys to be able to play at the best and the height of their performance.
Well, that is one thing I like by watching some of these teams. Like, even the little that I saw Japan play, you feel like they're baseball players.
But that's some of that to do that is the more you've got them playing worldwide, the more you're going to get the best athletes and players not playing other sports. We need to get the young players playing baseball again. Yeah. And now it's harder to do, and to be able to do that, to get young kids involved and to see them grow into the best athletes, we got to get them playing baseball at 9, 10 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's fine if it's on and there's nothing else going on. I just have zero rooting interest. Doesn't do anything for me. But it definitely should be in November. At the very least, that's the change that they should make.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.